if you can hear my voice.
Like and subscribe. Share. Comment. Do what you can to make it great, to make a vegan world great again. Let's make veganism great again. Hello, everybody. My name is Skyjack Morgan. If you haven't been here before, welcome, new VFFs. I'm so glad you're here. Today is Monday. It's going to be a good one. We're going to set our intention to be healthy this week. Make our lives great. I've got a fresh batch of Carney Tears. Made a good... I just got some new coffee from TJ Maxx. Which I hate. I hate TJ Maxx. But I got some new coffee from there. I forgot to mention that yesterday on Sunday School. But here we go. Let's do the show. We got Mark Sanders on to talk about Men's Health Awareness Month. It's going to be really fun. Here we go. It's the Vegan Wake Night Show! Sorry. Mark Sanders! You know, today I was messing around with the artificial intelligence engine Dawn AI, and I've been making a lot of artwork with it lately. And today, this morning, I thought, you know what? If I keep saying that the world is already vegan, that we already have a vegan world, what does that look like? So I started giving prompts to the AI generator. The artificial intelligence then came back with images of what it thought was the what a vegan world looked like, and came up with some interesting results. A lot of tranquility, a lot of placid lakes, things that looked like animals, because, you know, it's artificial intelligence. It doesn't necessarily immediately know what I mean when I just say animals as a broad term. Fascinating, because what does the AI think? It basically thinks peace. And of course, if you've been at the show or a VFF for any amount of time, you know that I profess that veganism is the most important peace movement in the history of the world, because it includes all living sentient life. So, and I also think that the first step towards any kind of peace would be to stop dragging hot steel across the throats of innocent creatures at billions at a time. But I want to say, when I talk about things like the vegan world already exists, the reason why I say that is because I grew up in a time when there was the first world, the second world, and the third world, right? The first world was the United States and all of our friends, right? The United States and its sphere of influence. And the second world was the USSR and her, the motherland's sphere of influence. And then the third world were the ones in between that were basically bullied around, pushed and shoved, exploited, just kind of, I think we call them developing nations now. Basically, they were countries that didn't have very much power and were kind of stuck between the first and second world. First world, second world, third world. That was the explanation. We don't use those terms anymore very often. Sometimes you still hear third world, but we usually use things like developed countries, developing countries, things like that. But I grew up in a time, first world, second world, third world, and I think that we are kind of in a similar situation when it comes to veganism. The first world, being veganism, of course, it still exists. It exists right now. It's not something we're working toward. The vegan world exists. There are vegan groups, vegan advocacy groups, vegan restaurants, vegan I'm going to a vegan Thanksgiving. There are families that are vegan. And then there are the carnists and the speciesists and the racists and the fear mongers and the hate mongers and the ones that wish that nothing had changed and that we could just keep going, raping the earth, you know, exploiting all of its resources. And then I don't know what the end game is for all them, but it's basically it's a capitalist nightmare is what the second world in my scenario is based on. Essentially, point being that what was, at the end of the day, what was the Cold War? It was a fight for influence and trying to expand those spheres of influence. So if I think about something like the vegan world, that I think already exists, the game now is a lot is a lot like what was happening during the Cold War. We need to win hearts and minds. We need to gain a foothold and make the vegan world bigger. Because there's an existential threat. There's an existential threat for all of us. So it behooves everyone to just acknowledge that the world is vegan and that we need to make the world of veganism bigger. I don't want to talk about what the world will look like when in a vegan world. I mean, it's kind of fun to imagine a utopian paradise almost as much as it is to imagine doomsday, right? That's why doomsday preppers, they love, you get a doomsday prepper talking. They love talking about the end of the world, and it's fascinating and really fun. It's really fun talking to a person who thinks the end of the world is coming and what the end of the world will look like. It is. And it's really fun to talk about what a vegan world would look like, what a utopia would look like. But really, the vegan world is now. It's here. We're doing it. This is it. And we need to expand this world and make it bigger as with as much zeal as possible. That zealotry comes in the form, of course, pamphleting. It comes in the form of activism. Zealotry is activism in this case, and we need to pamphlet, leaflet, share, like, subscribe, do all the things that you know will have an effect. It's basically making lots of noise and making sure that our sphere of influence as vegans becomes bigger. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's my thought for the morning. I don't know how you guys are doing out there. Let's see how we are. We have looking forward to the show about men's health and veganism, says Mark Sanders. He's in the wings. We're about to bring him on. And we have Ethically Based Omnivore. Our patron is here, Ethically Based Ex-Omnivore. I hath arrived. Not the proper use of that that verb, but I still love it. I love the nice thou hath arrived. I like it. It's a Shakespearean. You know how I am about that guy. Canadian Vegan Forever, another patron. Thank you so much for being a Patreon subscriber, Canadian Vegan. Colleen, I'm so glad you're here. Copper is here. Let's see. Jean is here. I love, you know what, Jean, all the way from Costa Rica. I used to, you know, speaking of how big the vegan world is, we've got someone from Oklahoma, someone from California. We've got people from Canada here. We've got people from Arizona here. We've got people from all over the world right here. Greetings from Galway City in Atlantic West Coast of Ireland. Guys, let me know in the chat, where are you from? Where are you watching this from? Because how exciting is that? If you don't believe what I just said, that we're in a vegan world already, that it just happens to be a bit spread out and that we need to make it bigger, Show me where you're from. I'll wait. If you don't believe it, behold, it's right here. A vegan world also means 80% more wild nature land than we have now. Yes, that's future thinking. Exactly right. Ah, those carny tears are so good this morning. We just made it from Still Alive. Hey, VFS. You guys like the Still Alive show? It's always wonderful. Oklahoma, mama, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Here we go. Tucson, Arizona. Western Massachusetts. Sonora, California. You know what? Planet Earth. Another Tucson, Arizona. We got lots of Tucsons in the house, huh? And we have one from Vulcan. Which, you know, logically, Vulcans are vegan. Well, live long and prosper, folks. We're going to bring on our wonderful guest. His name is Mark Sanders. And as soon as I figure out how to do the, here we go, my transition. It's always up by seat of my pants when I do these transitions. Guys, please welcome the one, the only, all the way from Tucson, Arizona, Mark Sanders. Hey, Mark Sanders, how are you, sir?
Hey, welcome. Great.
Welcome to you. I'm so glad you're here. You're back in the gym, eh?
Yeah, I'm at the gym today. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. It's good. It's good because this is, of course, still Men's Health Awareness Month. I think we have a week and a half left, you know.
Yeah.
Are you happy? You're not even growing your beard out, though.
I didn't really know about that when it started, but yeah, I don't like the way I look with facial hair. But yeah,
It's always next year. I only do it, you know, I'm thinking that it would be kind of fun to grow a beard all the way to like, I wanted to do like a big mustache until I get 1,000 subscribers. Just like, I will grow a mustache until 1,000 subscribers.
Yes, I love it. 1,000 is a big milestone. I know.
It is, right? No. We're at 550 right now, and I'm super stoked about it.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
It's happening. This is it's what I mean.
It's happening already. Yes. I know.
Right? We're on the road. It's always so funny when we talk about veganism. It's like, oh, well, I'm on my journey. I'm on the road. It's about to happen. It's happening, man.
It's happening right now. We're in the now. Right now.
As we speak, my beard is growing. Yeah. There's nothing we can do about it.
I know.
It's happening.
No, it is happening.
Yes.
Every day we're getting more and more. I think I told you, this is kind of a side note, but it's like every year I buy a planner for my schedules and stuff, you know, like a paper planner. I'm not a electrical planner person. I like to write it all down, look at it, you know?
Yeah.
And one thing you wouldn't even think about is,
this is my planner.
Similar to that, exactly. So it's very similar.
Well, the company wherever I do.
Didn't really realize it until after I went vegan, but the what do you think the outer cover of the planner is made of?
Ooh, what is your outer cover of your planner made of? Bonded leather. Right.
Bonded leather, right? So this year I called for the new year, you know?
Yeah.
And they have simulated leather products. And the lady that I talked to did say that they have been getting so much more requests.
Really?
The one I typically wanted didn't offer a simulated leather cover. But there was another one that works, but wasn't my favorite. But was simulated leather, right? So I said, I'm going to take that one. I said, but I'm putting in a request to please change it next year to the other one's going to have simulated leather. She said, yeah, I've been getting more requests for this.
Yeah.
And so that means that to me, like there's more and more people speaking up for things like that.
There are, of course. I mean, imagine that's an incredible story. You know, it's funny. I have this one from Lockbee. It's a Lockbee journal. I really love it. It's got three different styles of journal in there. It's got it even has money in there. I always have like my Starbucks card, no matter what I do. It's always like, but I guess I should have done a wider angle. But I love this thing so much, but there's a little bee on the logo. And I was like, well, I know that it's waxed canvas. And then I started thinking, oh, crap. Does the bee mean that it's – is it beeswax?
Oh, beeswax.
Right. Oh, no. So I got online and I asked them, what's with the bee?
Yeah,
No, we just like bees. There's no beeswax.
Oh, they just like bees. Totally
bees. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's okay. We like bees too.
Yeah, I like bees too. Yeah. It's so funny the things that you start thinking about when.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't even thinking about that. And another thing, I'll just say real quick, we're on the men's hitch that I, as a new vegan, that I didn't even realize, there was this one cereal I was buying from Trader Joe's, shredded wheat. I mean, how are you going to think a shredded wheat's going to have animal product in it?
What is it? What's in it?
It was some kind of collagen or some kind of like crappy thing that they put in a lot of cereals. They put this product like in all the major cereals. It's animal product. It grossed me out to the max. I'm still had the box out because I was going to make a like one of those angry videos about it, but I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, what the?
You know?
But
shredded wheat. How's that not going to be vegan? You know.
You'd be surprised how much, how many cereals have not only collagen, but you have the lanolin derived. Vitamin D, which is really messed up if you think about lanolin. They take the wax, the natural occurring wax off of a lamb's wool, and then they expose it to electricity because that's what causes the vitamin D, right? You we synthesize it when the sun hits it. The electrical charge causes us to make vitamin D. And they literally take the wax off of the – because when they make wool, it's not fresh off the lamb, right? They have to soak it in alcohol. And that alcohol takes all of the all that wax and oil that's naturally occurring. And then they take that wax and oil and shock it with electricity, and that gives us vitamin D. And then they take that disgusting ooze and they put it on the cereal in order to enrich cereal. So gross.
It's enriched now. Mm-hmm. Right, it's enriched. Yeah. It sells more. Right,
enriched. Enriched. Well, also we have a
or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Well, that way they could say it's part of a well-balanced diet. Your child will now get D.
Vitamin D, enriched with vitamin D, right?
It's enriched with vitamin D. You don't need to go out in the sunshine, children.
Yeah.
Stay in your cubicles. It's difficult. And then gelatin, of course. Gelatin sneaks into everything.
Yeah, gelatin. I think that might have been what it was in the cereal.
That's common on shredded wheat because it holds it together.
Yes, that's what I meant to say. Right.
Gelatin, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll see that one a lot. It's so gross. Gelatin is the most disgusting thing we ever thought of.
Disgusting. Then I looked up, what is gelatin? It's like, oh my God.
No, man. Yeah. It's funny. So I didn't eat gelatin even when I was a meat eater. I didn't. I was like, when I found out what gelatin was, I was like, nope. And then I thought. But of course, there's still gelatin in so many things that you wouldn't realize. And then when you go vegan, I went vegan and the day I went vegan was because of a marshmallow, and I didn't know what a marshmallow was. And I Googled it and it was like, oh, it's gelatin.
Yes, I know.
And so I went vegan. I
got the vegan marshmallows recently.
They're so good.
They are. I had some last night. Yeah.
Yeah, they're wonderful. See them a lot now because of
had a vegan banana bread and with marshmallows. That was good. Mm-hmm. But I
vegan marshmallows are legit.
It hadn't been for you and the whole, you know, what you're doing. So thank you for that.
Yeah, man. That's the point, right? Like I said, we're making the vegan world bigger. We're expanding the vegan world. Thank you to Joanna and Karina who are here as our moderators. I really do appreciate you. Thank you. Oh, milk powder. Yeah, Casper. Copper. Yeah. Copper. Hey, Kappa. Copper's got the big C. I think cancer, Copper. Come on, put a policeman on there or something, Copper. I think it'd be funny to put a... The big C makes me think of cancer. Come on, Copper. We're talking about men's health. We don't want the big C. Get yourself a what do you call it? Profile pic. I'll make you one if you want.
That's right. You can do it.
I'll send you one of my crypto pumpkins. Yeah, Shreddies are the vegan UK. Vitamin D is usually the non-vegan ingredient here in cereal. Yeah. Some have switched to vegan. Yes. Yeah. It's strange that Trader Joe's is tricky because it's all organic everywhere you go. Organic.
They represent themselves. It's just a healthy alternative grocery store for this.
Yeah. So I went to Trader Joe's. I go to Trader Joe's is the closest supermarket for me, and so I go there a lot, and because it's just like my corner shop kind of.
Yeah.
But they had black licorice, and I am a sucker for black. Do you like black licorice?
No, but I remember you said that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a sucker. I love it.
Person, but I remember you saying.
Yeah, it's a love or hate situation. It's rare that I meet someone that actually likes it, but I'm a sucker for black licorice, and so I look for gelatin. I'm like gelatin. Okay. No, okay, no eggs or milk. This looks good. Perfect. So I take it home. I pop one in my mouth, and I'm like, oh, this doesn't sound right. Something's going on. You know, like that squeaky.
Yeah, like that.
And I went, oh, shit. What is in this?
What was in it?
Shellac. And you know what shellac is?
Yeah, I have to look it up. I don't know. What is it?
Shellac is the anal juice out of a beetle called the shellac beetle or shell beetle. I forget what it's called. The shellac beetle. Yeah, and so. They use that to make – that's what confectioner's glaze is. Horrible. They take – so these beetles cover these sticks with all their anal butt, their butt juice, beetle butt juice. And then Beetlejuice. And then they take these sticks and they scrape off the sticks and then you get shellac. And they melt it down and you get shellac. But it's they put it in candy. And it's – I knew immediately because, you know, when you put something in your mouth, you're like, this is foreign.
Something wrong. Yeah.
Something is
– something just tells you. It'll check it out.
You're like your teeth don't feel right.
You know? No. Shellac. Ooh, be on the lookout for that.
Be on the lookout for shellac. My point in telling you that story is that no matter how long you're vegan, this shit is still going to happen. It's like you still have these problems.
I know.
Yeah. But I only ate one.
Yeah. You figured it out, didn't you? Yeah.
But then I still bought it. I still was inadvertently part of the problem. So
yeah, you didn't know, but then maybe next time you try to buy a better brand, right? Yeah.
Or I'm always looking.
Licorice, right, I would imagine.
It's so hard to find vegan black licorice that doesn't have beeswax as like the thing that holds it together. As
to hold it together.
The glaze, like the stuff around the outside.
Something like that that's going to hold it together.
The best I could do is... have you find one, let me know. Jelly beans. Sometimes black jelly beans are good. I can find those sometimes. Okay.
I can see you liking that.
He loves a sound effect. Is it that? Is that what they... when you eat something and you squeaks in your teeth? at least, okay, I got one person that loves black licorice. Thank you, Vegan Stallion. At least I have one. I love vegan black licorice. Can't get enough of it. I think you should stop eating B12. You're too smart, says Ethically Based on.
Eating B12.
You sound the sound you make sounds like a seal. A seal? Yeah. Nah, you haven't been around seals.
That's
right. You know, I used to live in San Francisco Bay, and we have seals.
Oh, you know them. Yeah.
Yeah, and they would they make the big noises. Oh, I guess those might be sea lions.
Oh, a good imitation though for sea lion or whatever it was.
I do that. That's I'm kind of a parrot. I like to commune with animals.
Sounds. Yeah. I think I do that sometimes too. Yeah.
When I see an animal, there was a Roger Yates posted video of these seals and sea lions clapping their hands.
Yeah,
and it was very, very cute. Have you seen the one where that's making the internet rounds right now of the family, and they've got the sea lion that goes over their head? It's like it's like there's a man, a wife, and the woman has a small child, and there's a sea lion, and he's like. He sticks out his tongue. He's like, bleh, and then he opens his mouth and he smiles. Yeah. The sea lion is
okay,
and then they give him a fish. They're taking pictures with the sea lion at like a SeaWorld situation.
Right.
Yeah,
no, it was a wild sea lion.
It wasn't wild. Yeah, he wasn't a wild sea lion. It wasn't in the wild. But no, it was like at an aquarium. And, okay. Yeah, I always get bummed out when I see animals as entertainment.
Yeah, I thought you might. Yeah.
Yeah, because they make it seem so cute, you know.
Yeah, I know, and it's not really to the animal, probably.
No, the animal doesn't want to do it.
Yeah,
he wants a GTFO. Licorice tablets have gelatin. Yeah, usually licorice tablets have gelatin. I know, it sucks. What's castoreum, Benny? What's castoreum? Is that is that a shellac? All right, so. Men's health awareness. Let's get down to it. What is one of the things of men's health that you like to? Oh, by the way, Mark is here to talk about men's health awareness. I saw someone ask about Nelsie. She's taking a break. She's coming back. Don't worry. We got men's health month, and Mark's going to cover for us. That's all.
Filling in for her.
We got this more than Mariner. More than Mariner. It's good. Yeah. Mark, so what is your what do you think about men's health? What's the topic of the day?
When I think of men's health and veganism, I particularly men's health, I think of testosterone hormones.
Oh yeah.
I think of prostate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Health, and I think of erections, right?
Mm-hmm.
About men exactly.
Only but men get general, those.
Yeah. The what?
Only men get those.
Yeah. Only men get those. Like.
Yeah.
And then in general. Health, but it's men and women's, or men in general, all gender, but everybody's going to deal with type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, hypertension, to name a few. That affects everybody, men and everybody else. I looked up a couple things just for some statistics that I don't normally keep up with, that just by increasing a few vegan meals per week for the average man, right? They just added a few vegan meals through their week, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they could reduce their prostate risk by cancer by 42%.
By 42% by just adding some...
vegan meals, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
42%. I think I would take those Vegas odds. That's a razor-thin majority for the house.
Yeah, exactly. So it would increase it. Now, then you think about the people like me and you who are, you know, 100% vegan. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better, you know. So it's probably something hopefully we wouldn't have to deal with later.
Right. I'm hoping so.
Yeah, me too. That's right. Me too. So
well, yeah. I feel like if we've made it this far without any issues, that we're probably pretty good. But you know, you never know. It's usually like it hits you in the 60s, right? You got the prostate right. Starts giving you trouble. But right. It makes sense. Like if only a few meals a week will help you out when it comes to prostate, 100% of your meals must, I'm gonna say, double it. So more. If it's 42%, 84%, 84%. Yeah.
I mean, that sounds. I take those odds, right?
Yeah, me too. I would take those odds too, especially in Las Vegas. I mean, I'd right. take that bet. You know, right. you basically have to be very unlucky for a 15% chance to get you. It's kind of like that's why health is such Russian health really is Russian roulette a lot of times. But I say, you better play with one in the chamber than six in the chamber. You know,
exactly. I personally train a lot of physicians, and a lot of them say that, you know, as we age and men, and it really applies to everybody across the board, but as we age, like if you get into your 70s and 80s and you have, say, maybe you're healthy, your prostate's healthy, right? Because you ate vegan all your life.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have, then say you maybe break an arm or something by accident or whatever, you have some kind of other thing happen to you. Well, at least now you don't have to deal with broken arm and prostate and diabetes. Yeah. And you limit the things that you have to deal with. You know what I mean?
Right.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Totally. It's because when you start to go, if anyone who, like, I don't know, I know a lot of baby boomers who've either gone away, have shuffled off this mortal coil, or are getting there. And the ones that are in good shape, who eat well and are, you know, going for walks every day, when something comes up, like a skin cancer, like a melanoma or something, right. They just pop it right off. Like the doctor just cuts it out of them. But when they're like, oh, I have osteoporosis and my knees are bummed and obesity and diabetes, when they have all of these kind of what would you call them? They're not really comorbidities.
Comorbidities.
Yeah. These comorbidities, it makes it harder just to get out to the doctor. It makes it harder to do anything. So I'd rather have diabetes and not diabetes plus osteoporosis plus prostate cancer plus a broken arm.
Yeah. So we up our odds. So a vegan diet and men's health, I feel like if we carry that into our older ages, it's going to help. It's just going to give us better odds. Like you say, if we were in Vegas, you're just getting better odds on it. Yeah. You know, it doesn't mean you're not going to get hit by a bus tomorrow, but it just means you're giving yourself better odds and a healthy perspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the way I look at it too, is it's also quality of life, not just quantity of life. Right. Like, I don't really care how long I live, but as long as I'm here, I'd like it to be, you know, I'd like to not be, you know, I'd rather not be wobbling around in pain, you know, wallowing. I'd rather not wallow while I'm here. Okay. What about testosterone, though? You said testosterone. Yeah. That's something I really didn't think of. How about is veganism good for testosterone, or is it something?
Absolutely.
Or am I a soy boy and I don't get enough?
I have a great story I'd like to share with that. Before I did that, I was looking up some other statistics on testosterone, because I told you before how my own life had been, my own testosterone got measured higher personally once being vegan. But just this recent study by the British Journal of Cancer Study, who tested 696 men, 233 of whom were vegan, reported that vegans had a 13% higher testosterone concentration than meat eaters, and 8% higher than vegetarians. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but say that percentage again.
296 men, 233 were vegan.
Yeah.
Right, that's the study. And
how many? What's the percentage? Say that those percentages again.
Okay, so it's a total of 696 men.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah.
There was 233 vegans.
Okay.
In the study, right? So the rest were not. They were either vegetarian or meat eaters. right?
Got it.
And then the vegans had a 13% higher testosterone than the meat eaters, 13% higher. Mm-hmm. And the vegans had an 8% higher than the vegetarians.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was very interesting. So my own personal story with this is I'm currently 54 years old. I've always been into health and fitness. I've always enjoyed it. Been a passion of mine. I've been a personal trainer since I was in my early 20s. And I knew that once I became 40 that I was going to – I knew the hormones just naturally slow down. I mean, that's just the fact of, you know, you're not 20, you're 40, you know. So I knew that at that point I was going to – you know, wherever we're at with technology, because you never know what technology is going to bring. I want to try to keep my life in a healthy balance. I was just going to take advantage of whatever is available at that time, right?
Sure.
So when I became 40, I had a doctor that I met. And funny enough, his name was Dr. Young. He was a anti-aging specialist. That was what he focused on, helping men. And he worked with women, but mainly worked with men on helping with their hormones, right? Mm. We did a panel, we did a blood panel, and mine came back, my free testosterone and the measurement he was looking for. They're looking for a range somewhere between 300 and 800 was the range that they consider normal, low to high, 300, 800. Right. Mine at the time was right around 335, right? Which was low, but still, you know, not suit like under the below, you know?
Right, recommend, okay.
But still low. And at the time he said, yeah, let's get you up into the top one third of that range, like 600-700 range, right? So I took a medication. It's very common in the fitness world.
Sure.
Hormone therapy, that kind of stuff, called HCG, mm-hmm. not HGH, HCG. What that did is it stimulated my gonads to produce more testosterone.
Right. Okay.
In my 40s, about veganism, anything.
Yeah.
Meat eater, right. So I did that for most of my 40s.
Okay.
And when the pandemic came, I said, you know, I just want to get off of everything. I just want to see where I'm at, my body. I just want to go off, nothing, you know, just.
Is that just because you weren't working? You were just like, well, I'm not going into the gym.
Sometimes I just like to clean out my body and just say, you know, I'm just going to start back from scratch and just see where my body is, you know?
Are you into that, like, whole give the liver a break kind of thing, you know, doing the liver cleanse?
I just wanted to give everything a break. I just wanted to just see. And then I wanted to go back and get a blood panel and see where I was at with nothing, right?
Yeah.
But this was after I was vegetarian for about 5 years. And so at the point, actually, when I took the last blood test for this, I wasn't vegan yet. I was vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And my testosterone levels were in the 700s. And that's at like 52. So that's like 12 years later, right?
Okay, hold on. Let me back up. So you were in your 40s eating meat, and it was down at
335. Yeah.
335. Yes. And then you use HCG stuff, and you're during like, I'm keeping time. I'm doing that for like up. You're going like almost 9 years, yeah. 8 years, yeah. 8, 10 years, something yeah, like yeah. that. Yeah. And you're like, I'm gonna detox. I'm on the pandemic. I want to see where I'm at.
Yes.
But now you're going vegan.
Yes.
And you're like, you're eating what you're like, you're on the journey. I'm
vegetarian, but very limited dairy. I was trying to go vegan, but I just was on dairy and I was very limited dairy, but mostly vegan. Right.
I get it. So you're like, you're almost there. You were like, you're health. Yeah. You're going vegan for health. You're kind of on the journey. Yeah, and so then you go get your
right.
You get your testosterone tested again.
Yes.
At 52 or 50, 50 something.
Right around 52. Yeah.
And now you are higher than you were at 42.
Yes, with no medicine, right? All holy diet. Shit. Yeah.
Well, because food is medicine, right? I mean, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Maybe I should go get my testosterone tested. I feel like I'm full of it. No, I'm just joking.
I'm kind of getting chills talking about it because I sat down and at the time and talked to my doctor before this happened, before I knew about all this. Before I went vegan, I feel like when you eat meat and saturated fats and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The free-flowing testosterone in our bodies sometimes binds to things. So I think it binds to some of those fatty things and keeps it from circulating freely in our body. So that's why we have such cleaner vessels as vegans. We have very clean arteries and veins. And
right.
I feel like the testosterone can flow much better when we eat a fatty meat-based diet, that kind of thing. It binds to all that. So you might be kicking out testosterone to the body, but it's not circulating.
It's not getting anywhere. Yeah, there's too much traffic. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Because you got fat and oil in your floating around in your veins. It looks like a broken emulsion in there. When your blood looks like the LA gutters after the first rain. Yeah, if you're covered in oil slicks and filled with trash. Yeah, I'm guessing the testosterone is not going to get very many places.
It doesn't. They can measure that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they measure with, you know, baby boomers. I talked about them a second ago, but like a lot of them, they had paint chips. They were eating the lead in the paint chips when they were little, you know, and they found that greatly reduced their cognitive abilities. Mm. And there's all these things that they don't really realize are happening to the human body until, you know, years go by. Lead was a big one. People were putting lead in the in everything. There was lead in the paint, there was lead in the in the gasoline, there was lead everywhere. And it took a while for us to figure it out, but even after we did, we didn't do anything about it, and so a lot of people were hurt. Asbestos is kind of like that. They knew for a long time, and they just didn't do anything about it. Yeah. I think that animal agriculture on the health side, I think it's exactly the same. They know. Mm. They've always known. They for a very long time, we've known that eating animals messes you up on the inside. And I think it makes your brain slower. I think it makes your dick soft.
Yeah.
And it gives you all sorts of ailments. And of course, there's going to be people that are like, no, no. I remember when proponents of DDT were saying, "Ah, DDT doesn't hurt humans," and they would drink it on TV. Like,
what's DDT?
It was a horrible pesticide that when birds ate the insects. It's banned. It's a ban in the U.S. Human beings are now eating more DDT than ever because we eat it from. From all the animals and plants that are grown in other countries. DDT is banned in this country.
Good.
But it's not banned in every country.
We got our own problems, and this affects men as well. But with all the crops, like the plant crops that's with the Roundup and all that on it, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, glyphosate. Yeah, I mean, these things, glyphosate's another one, these petrochemicals that people have put on, you know, that's a... Yeah. It's an artificially made
Men. Yeah, let's antibiotic. Let's that. If you have the budget to go organic, that's what I do the best I can to do. I feel
like organic is like, you got to just try. If I eat organic carrots when I can. I eat at farmer's markets when I can. I went to the farmer's market this weekend and it was closed for whatever reason. But generally, I'm at Trader Joe's. There's lots of organic stuff. So I'll get the organic produce.
Right.
You know. It's usually not as pretty as the other one. Let's see. Canadian Vigil. As I was a kid, I would watch the clouds of DDT blowing across the yard where we were playing. Yeah, so DDT was pretty bad. It almost killed all of the bald eagles in America. Almost all of them. Almost got all of them. It's like really close. Oh, look at that. We have a troll in the comments. That's always nice. Private. Not troll. It's a sex bot in the comments. I always like those.
Yeah.
Does that work? Do people go like, "Oh, a new private dating chat. Let me click it."
I don't know. I tried to delete them as quick as I can. Maybe the moderators can delete them.
Our moderators will get rid of them. But like, does that actually work? Do you think that there's people who they must when they get on people's live streams and they put the free dating app? Do people click on it and go there and give them money?
No, like, I don't. But maybe there's.
There must be people who do
it. I don't know. Maybe. Most people, maybe if you do it 100 times over across 100 different shows, you're probably going to get some.
I guess. I mean, that just seems like a strange thing. You think that everyone would is savvy by this point.
I don't like clicking any links I don't know about.
Me neither. I try to be careful on the internet. Luckily, I was able to stay with my mom the second time. I had to pull myself across her house with my good arm. Oh, you're talking about broken arms still? They're still talking about breaking their arms, Mark. if you break your arm, you're still better off if you don't. You're still better off if you're vegan because you probably don't have any other issues.
Other issues. That's right.
You can just concentrate on the arm.
Just on the arm. That's right.
Oh, Copper always believes that the free dating apps and women wanting to chat with me. Yeah, I always believe them too. I can't believe people are still into that. I guess they're low on testosterone, or maybe they've eaten too many paint chips. People who eat too many paint chips click on those links. But where I was going with that is that they've known for so long, and it feels like in 20 years' time, it's going to be just eating animals was so bad, and it's just like the paint chips. It was ubiquitous.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be that way. It's so, and it's happening. Like you say, it's happening now. Every day more and more people come over, right? We just said that right now. We're in a vegan world right now. It's happening. But, we just want it to happen even more faster. There's just so, we see there's just so much disconnection, But I feel like once people get connected to it, once the majority, I don't know about the whole world, but just say even in the United States, say we have 330 million or so people. If the majority of those people were exposed and knew everything that's going on behind the scenes, I think a lot of them would switch over. A lot of them.
You would think.
And then think about this. If we just throwing out some dreams, if we could get at least half of the people to switch over, then we're going to be electing more officials in the government that supports the vegan issues, right? Like a Cory Booker or somebody else that's, drawing up, because I feel like we need better laws, that's going to help in general, but I don't know how that'll help.
You're absolutely right. Of course we need legislation and not just laws about veganism, but a vegan approach to all of the issues. Because to me, despite what happened yesterday on Vegan Sunday School, to me, veganism is an overarching. I'm vegan because I'm against violence and oppression. I'm not vegan.
Right, I know. Just for
that's right. I'm not, right. Exactly. Right. So, a more vegan approach to solving our problems as a society is what we need. Right. We don't just need more laws about factory farming or whatever. So I totally agree with you. But we don't need 50% for that either. People like Cory Booker already exist.
They already do.
And even though I think most career politicians are pretty... suspect, should I say? Suspect? I still think a lot of people... And cops. Police are a good example. I think most people who want to become police usually have in their brains... They want to do something good in the world. I think people are like that. They want to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
And then they get into these situations and these systems and they realize, oh, I'm just a cog in this wheel. I can't do anything. And that's what happens in politics too, right? They want to be so good. They want to be, go to Washington and change the world, guys. Yeah. We're going to make the world a better place. And then they get there.
Bam.
Yeah, they're
harder than you think. Yeah.
Yes, a lot harder than people think.
Yeah.
But the point is, as many, many more vegans feel that way about making the world a better place, then more and more vegans are going to be getting into politics. If I get my shit sorted out, if I get to 1,000 subscribers and we start making a little money and I'm not worried about that all day, every day, then I'm totally going – I want to run for city council or something, run for – have a vegan, and who knows, maybe it's mayor someday. I don't know. Maybe it's congressman Morgan. I've got a good Anglo name. I could people love those Anglo names running for Congress,
right?
Especially Sky. It's kind of Sky is kind of a hippie name, right? So vote for Sky Morgan. Vegan policy
sounds good. Sounds easy.
I like it too. Futuristic, hopefully sooner than later. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, we ate animals. That's good. There's a recent release of a futurist book called Once Upon a Time, We Ate Animals.
Yes, that's a great. Is that a book?
That's what she's saying. Yeah. I'm going to write it down and I'm going to put it in the on the Amazon.
Right.
Yeah. I'm gonna thank you for that, Deb Thompson. Deb, also, thank you for being a Patreon subscriber. You wonderful, wonderful human. I love you. Yeah. Once Upon a Time, We Ate Animals. I'm going to check that out.
That's going to be one day. I don't know when that is, but I feel like it's possible that,
yeah,
know, I don't know. Well,
like I said, I think we're already here. It's just we need to expand our sphere of influence, you know, make it bigger.
Yes. And that's what we're doing.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
Mm. So what's your plan for the Thanksgiving?
Well, just kind of speaking to my VFFs, you know, I actually did a funny thing this year. I, for several reasons, it was a little easier, but I actually took my family vacation week a couple weeks ago. So I went back to South Carolina, hung out with everybody.
Yeah.
And they're so funny. We love each other and stuff, but they veganism.
We love each other and stuff.
So we'll make you a special burger, like a vegan possible burger, but while we're going to eat the meat burgers and we're going to, but the whole, like, sometimes the whole, like, Thanksgiving meal or the Christmas meal is centered around, you know, everybody's trying to be nice, okay, you know, in a loving way. They're trying to make it easier for me, but it actually kind of makes me feel a little more uncomfortable because they just making such a thing out of it, you know what I
yeah
mean?
Oh, yeah,
what
it does
here? What are you, you know, and that kind,
but it's still
stuff.
Preferable to the alternative for them to be like, what's wrong with you, like,
yeah,
I
not like that thing. At all. They're very loving.
I saw this thing that Trump becoming announcing his candidacy.
Right.
Is like he promises to ruin your Thanksgiving at least one more time. That's so funny because everyone's gonna go home to Thanksgiving and they're gonna have to argue about it one more time.
Argue about politics again.
Right. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. So for me personally, I like to kind of work when other people are like, when I feel like over the next 6 weeks, a lot of people kind of slack off on their work and their whatever initiative. So for me personally, as an activist and my career and my health, I'm pushing it for the next 6 weeks as hard as I can. I'm going to do more video content. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be thankful on Thanksgiving. I'm going to eat what I normally eat. Just enjoy and be thankful for what I have, because I feel so blessed in my life. I mean, there's so much to be thankful for. I mean, imagine if you lived in Ukraine or something right now and you're dealing with that kind of stuff, or you live someplace where you didn't even have direct access to fresh water, you know?
Right. Well, I think about that. You know, it's funny. I think about that a lot. That's something I dwell on, actually, what you just said. Mm-hmm. Like, I could have been unlucky and been born in the Ukraine during a time when it was during the last, like Ukraine right now, has had a lot of problems throughout the centuries. I could have been born in a country in Africa that was facing famine.
Yeah.
I could have been born an animal. I could have been born a pig. I could have been born a cow.
Right.
All of these things I could have been born different. And how fortunate it is just to have won that cosmic lottery.
Yes.
That I've somehow been born in a country where I, for all of its foibles, has done, you know, it's done okay, you know, it's pretty stable, and you know, we haven't crashed yet. You know, there's lots to be thankful for. My first concern in the morning every morning isn't whether or not I'm gonna live or die. It's coffee or tea. That's a luxury.
That's luxury. Yes, exactly. So now I want to just pay it forward and, you know, make aware all the people about veganism, let them know so they can, you know, reap the benefits of what we know is so awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my mission right now.
Well, I like that. So we should be seeing some more content out of you. I saw a good video from your page. I loved it. I liked it. You're doing a lot on YouTube, so you're growing your channel and doing all of that. If you guys haven't already subscribed to Mark, please do. Yeah, I think I remember to put your link is on in the what's your handle on YouTube?
Well, I have a new handle now. They gave me because I think once you get over 100 subscribers, you get
a new URL. Thing. Very nice. So good for you.
It's my first and last name, and then 3854. So I haven't created a specific one, but it's my first and last name, and then 3854 is my handle. But
okay. Yeah. All right, you got your own URL, and you chose 3854.
Well, and that's just what they gave me. I didn't.
What the hell?
I don't know. I didn't do that.
Mark, I was so happy.
I couldn't think of anything good. So
when I got to 100, I was so happy. Yeah. I was like, I was dancing. I was
dancing. Yeah, no, they just did that, and I can change it anytime. So I haven't created a unique one yet. But
you know one of the reasons why I love what's happening on Vegan, of course, is because like I don't have friends and family. I don't have that. My family's all gone. So I don't have like the 1,000 people that people generally lean on to go, oh, I reached out to all my Facebook friends and they all subscribed. Yeah. No, because I don't have that. I have a lot of Facebook friends, but they're not vegans. Right. And, you know, so I had to do it from truly from scratch. You know,
I would say in a way that can be even better because sometimes people will subscribe just out of being nice, but they're not really.
And they don't watch.
They don't watch. So that doesn't really help. Yeah.
Right.
So you really want people to watch and subscribe. So it's better that you have people actually interested in your content, right?
Absolutely. We haven't been doing a full year yet, but we're way past 4,000 hours of watch time, which is what you need to get monetized. Thank you. It was a big milestone. So now it's 1K before Christmas. That's the goal.
Right.
1K before Christmas.
Yeah, we're gonna do it as a team.
Yes. So if you're watching on Twitch or Facebook right now, or if you're on the Skyjack Morgan channel, please head on over to youtube.com/vegan, of course, and please subscribe over here. We have a chat going on over on this channel too. So if you feel lonely, the one person watching on my private channel, on my personal channel, head on over to Vegan, of course, and subscribe. And you'll see me over there. And you'll see Mark over there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. I like, Sky, we're your family now. Exactly. That's the whole point of me saying that. VFFs, that's the whole idea. We are each other's. Exactly. You're absolutely right. It's kind of the point is to try to build a real community. And I saw that with other other kind of content creators, and they don't have that. They don't have that kind of close connection with the people that they're serving. You know, I want to offer a service and be close with the people I'm here with, you know, because I ain't got much time left, Mark. I know I'm not going to get the prostate cancer, and I've got super high testosterone, but no, I'm just joking.
I really got high testosterone.
my testosterone is through the roof, let me tell you.
How high is it? They'll be a good
comment. Let me tell you, it's so high.
It's so
Bob
high.
Marley called from heaven to tell me to slow down.
How's it going? That's all right.
I grew up on that shit. How high is it? I can always play that game.
That's right.
How heavy is she? Yeah. There's always a Johnny Carson thing, right?
Yeah, funny. That's the thing with our movement. I feel like with your media company, you're building like a good, like you know, comedic vegan humor, some good music. You know, I'm trying to figure out how to, you know, play into that, but you know, that could pull people in. You know, instead of being, sometimes I feel like we as vegans, I feel like we, you know, you just say the word. Sometimes they repel, like because you know how. A label can make some people think certain things. You know what I mean?
They get afraid.
But I want to have vegan marketing message so strong that it's, you know, they want to be a part of that. You know, it's something. Yeah, that's funny. That guy was funny. Yeah, I want to, you know, he's vegan and he's funny.
Right. Well, that's why I want more voices. You know what else we have that nobody else has? You know what Vegan, of course, has? We have brand new vegans. We have vegans that have been vegan for 50 years because Ronnie's show, he's been vegan for 50 years this year. We have me somewhere in the middle. We have we have all different voices. We have old and young. We have young people on the show. We have 65-year-olds, 68-year-olds, 70-year-olds on the show, 82-year-old. Yesterday we had 82-year-old on. You know, we're talking no other vegan media does that. And that is something that I don't know how to put in a little cap. I don't know how to say that in a few words. Like, how do I say vegans of all ages are welcome here? And that it's not no other vegan show is doing that. None.
Feels
no
like
other
it could
vegan
be part
show.
Of the intro or outro or something like the old
ladies and gentlemen, old boys and girls of all ages, please. Head on down. The park will be closing soon. That's my Disneyland. When I worked at Disneyland, that's what when that voice came on, it was like heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland will be closing. Main Street will be open for shopping for 1 hour.
Right.
That's how they
That's how they close it.
That's how they close the shop. Yeah. They close because they close it all down.
Right.
And then you have to be on Main Street and then the shops are still open.
Yeah.
It's the best when they close. I'm telling you, when you work at Disneyland and they close that thing. Happy.
Yeah, yeah. You're so happy.
It's all quiet. Like turn off the music.
Turn off the music. You're like, thank goodness. Right.
No screaming children. Everything is quiet. Nice. Quiet Disneyland is like,
wow, that's nice.
It's peaceful and wonderful. Yes. A little scary.
Yeah. But it's scary. I want to share one more thing. I'm supposed to have an appointment on the hour. So I just want to share one more vision that I wanted to share with you and see what you thought about it. But I kind of feel like, and I know we have people from all over the world. So this is just in reference to the United States, but it could be for everything. But I kind of feel like as a country, if you kind of look from the beginning, like when our country started, how, you know, we had slavery, right? Then they abolished slavery, right? Mm-hmm. And then they had the women's suffrage movement, right? They couldn't even vote, right? Now they can vote. Then they had the civil rights movement, right?
Yeah.
Civil rights, they got their rights, right? Mm-hmm. Then I feel like the gay and lesbian community got their rights eventually,
right?
They had their laws. I feel like the next phase could be the animal rights phase, where they have their turn, you know, that they get protected. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you know, kind of a big revolution. We're not going to do it this way anymore. You know what I mean? And they have rights, you know, but that could happen. I feel like that would just seem like the fit in place with how the country has progressed, even though we've had these problems. We've had slavery, but then we got rid of it. We had women's suffrage, but then now they're equal. The gays and lesbians.
Well, we had to agree. It's funny you say that because we had to agree what a person was. And to me, that's what we're doing. We're agreeing more and more of what constitutes a person and what constitutes rights. And that's something that I think we're getting towards. But I would like to point out that all of those movements that you're talking about, they're not over, right? We're still fighting.
Yeah, they're still fighting them. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Women are still fighting for their rights in every country in the world. Yeah. Gays and lesbians still fighting for their rights. I watched a thing about Qatar last night. It's 10 years in prison for gay sex in Qatar, where the World Cup is right now. In Iran, they still kill you if you're gay. The African-American movement here, civil rights, we know during George Floyd, if that's not a wake-up call for everyone, that fight is still going on. And I feel like that...
It's so crazy. Yeah. And then I see this one guy I follow on YouTube. He's called the... something savior or something, and dog savior or something like that. In Indonesia, he goes to Indonesia, he stays there, and that's where they sell dogs in the animal trade, right? For meat, the meat trade, right?
Yeah.
So you're so in America, we're so sometimes. So I feel like you don't even know what's going on. That things are so bad, you know, in that regard. And he goes out there, he'll buy them and rescue them and send them. He'll send the dogs to a rescue and that kind of stuff. You just pointed out some things I wasn't aware of in the women's and the gays and lesbians. And so we have a lot to fight. But I feel like the animal rights, I feel like, you know, we'll always be fighting that one too down the road, I feel like. But I feel like now it's their time for a big change. You know what I mean?
I think you're absolutely right.
Right.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, I hope he hears you. I know you have I know you have to get out of here, so why don't we say goodbye and then I'll close out the show.
Okay, I appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for being here, man. I appreciate you and I'll see you soon.
See you soon. Okay.
Yeah, man.
I don't have your phone number, but I don't need it, but we can email if you need anything, just send me an email. Okay.
For sure. I'll give you my phone number and you're on Discord too. Plus,
I haven't been on the Discord yet, but
oh no, then I'll see you on Sunday.
Jump in and figure it out. I haven't tried it yet.
Well, if you remember AOL, it's a very similar operation.
Okay.
It's very similar to AOL.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you.
All right. And one more thing.
Oh yeah.
All right.
We got it.
All right.
See you later, man. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Let me just cause a couple more. That's our show, but let's just do a couple of comments. I hope Mark is right. So do I. I understand that 82-year-old vegan, same age as my mother, has been vegan since birth. Yeah. John Cross is Leslie Cross's son. Leslie Cross was one of the founders of the vegan movement, one of the godfathers of the movement, and he was born vegan in 42. So, yeah, or 40, 94, I don't know. He was a war baby. I know he's born during the war. I think he's 82. John Cross, hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Did you guys like seeing John Cross in Sunday School? I hope to have him again soon. I know he's going to be on the Animal Rights Show, so we'll see him again. We'll see him again. I'd rather be boiled alive. I'd rather be boiled in oil than work at Disneyland. Well, Vegan Stallion, I was a teenager, and I've got mixed feelings about it. But I'm actually writing a book called about my time in the service industry, and I'm writing the part about Disneyland right now, and it's pretty fun. It's interesting reliving those times. But yeah, I worked at Disneyland for about 2 years, and it was interesting. Cool having you on. Yes, he was. And he was. I always love having Mark on. Thank you, Mark and Sky. Good show. Live long and prosper, of course. Not to mention the kids are. Oh, in the school, you guys are talking about whether or not it's a better luck to have been born in the Western Europe or than the United States of America. I'm not sure, but I would say this, that people in Western Europe and people in America enjoy levels of freedom that I don't think are shared with everyone else on planet Earth. And what I mean by that is that I remember when I lived in Europe, I lived in Germany for about 6 years. And when I lived in Germany, and I lived in England for about, well, under a year, I lived in England. I was like 9 months in England. I always, when I traveled to places like Poland or traveled to France and just crossed borders so freely, I was keenly aware that this wasn't always the case, that people used to be stopped at borders. And that, you know, going to Poland and going to the Czech Republic, that was behind the Iron Curtain. People like me, just a few years before I was living there, couldn't travel so freely. So I don't know. I don't know which is, I don't want to say which one's better. I like America and I like Western Europe, and I've lived in both. And they're both interesting places. But free place. They're freer than other places in the world. And I think that's something to be thankful for if you were lucky enough to be born in either. You know, Australia's pretty free too, I hear. I've never been there though. Anyway, Pura Vida, says Jean, all the way from Costa Rica. Jess McKay's here. Don't forget about Jess McKay's show tomorrow with me. I know we talked about artificial intelligence at the beginning of this show, but we talk more about it in the vegan future on the show tomorrow on Tuesdays. I'm really glad that you liked seeing John Cross. It was really fun to see. It's really fun to see him. Jess McKay likes socialized medicine. Well, you know, we have that pretty much in California, sort of. So we're almost there. I just don't have it. Guys, it's Sky's freestyle philosophizing. You like my freestyle philosophizing? Thank you. I'm a philosophy freestyler. Anyway, that's our show, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Please head on over to amazon.com/shop/vegan, of course, or etsy.com/shop/vegan, of course, where you can buy a Carney mug and drink Carney tears with me every morning. That was always my vision, was just to have the mug. But there's some shirts on there, too, that I drew and made. I would be honored if you would buy one, take a picture of yourself, send it to me. I love that. And as anyone could tell you, anyone who's actually bought one, they know that I treat you very special. You're one of God's favorites, for sure. We also have tomorrow. We have two shows tomorrow. We have Benny Malone on, and then right after that we have Jess McKay on. So we have the Vegan with Sky show at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then we have our Vegan Futurist show with Jess McKay, and I'm really excited about that because we're talking about the future, crypto, NFTs, all that fun stuff. Don't forget to support us on patreon.com/vegan, of course. Patreon subscribers enjoy early access to all of the things. We also basically exclusive access to me, where they can always just text me, talk to me, and I always respond. So please, if you'd like to be, you know, a supporter of the community, if you find value in anything that we're providing here or doing, then please consider joining, even at the lowest level of the Patreon. Of course, you know, go as high as you want, but Patreons is how is the road forward until we're actually monetized on the channel, because I didn't want to do all of those other kind of schemey ways to make money. So it's basically Patreon and wait is how we're doing it, because I actually want to have a real community. Guys, please like and subscribe and share. In the meantime, like I said, I can't thank you enough. It's so important to me that that we have this time together, and that that we're building this vegan future and expanding the vegan world together. My name is Skyjack Morgan. I'm vegan, of course. What else am I supposed to be? Some kind of asshole or something? And if you're really into hanging out, we're going to do the vegan after party, just a short one. You know, I can't stay there all day, but I promise we're going to do it. So over on Discord, if you're on there, we are going to do a vegan after party where you can hang out with some of the other VFFs and chat, hang out, do some stuff. Meanwhile, live long and prosper. Bye, guys.